Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Limbler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up the broadcast part of the prayer focus on being restored by God. And what that looks like in our everyday life. Today we're going to talk about being restored after suffering. The heart of this passage we've been looking at out of 1 Peter really comes to this conclusion that suffering is a part of life. But it isn't designed to separate us from God. It's designed to draw us closer to Him. 1 Peter 5, verse 10 says, "And the God of all grace, who called you to His eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will Himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast." I suspect we hear that, and we like the idea of being strong, firm, and steadfast. We don't like the idea so much of suffering. But what an incredible promise that God's presence never leaves us. That out of His grace, His goodness, His gifting, He Himself will restore us after we have suffered for a while. Jesus told us that in this world you will have trouble. And yet, when trouble comes, we tend to act surprised that God did not protect us. That somehow we must have done something wrong, somebody must have failed, that trouble snuck through the barriers. And we lose sight of what God says is used to strengthen us, to deepen our faith, to draw us closer to Him. Because even as Jesus told us, we would have trouble in this world, He commands us to take heart, to be filled with courage, to not despair, because He has overcome this world. It doesn't take very long of listening and observing whatever news sources we might be acquainted with. Print, television, social media, they're all filled with, with news of trouble. Occasionally you'll get to that, quote, feel-good story that's designed to encourage us, but for the most part, if it makes the news, it's often about somebody's trouble. And one of the difficulties of that is it's easy to allow that steady diet of trouble to wear us down. I believe one of the greatest things that we can do, not only for ourselves, but for those that are experiencing trouble, is to use whatever news sources we cross paths with as promptings to pray. Since the news is often filled with so much trouble, instead of allowing that steady diet of trouble to lead us into an attitude of despair and hopelessness, let's use it to lift up others. I don't think you can go very far in the last 24 hours without hearing some reference to Russia's invasion and attack on Ukraine. And one of the things that I like to do in those situations is not to minimize the struggle, the suffering, the wrong that's taking place, but to pray. But to also remember that this is just a small slice of what's going on in our world. And it's easy to use the headlines as a distraction when suffering is taking place everywhere. And so I pray for Ukraine. I pray for the people that are being displaced, that are being injured, that are being killed, that are being called to battle, and some with very little desire. I also pray for the people of Russia that for many don't want this any more than the people of Ukraine do. I pray for the church, the buildings, but more so the people. It's nice to have a building to gather together in and worship God together in. But it's better to have the people to worship God with. And I pray for their courage, their protection, their faithfulness. But it also reminds me to pray for those who find themselves in the midst of conflict that really is not of their doing, wherever they are in the world. I think of those suffering in much of the Mideast and much of Asia, other parts of the world whose suffering isn't necessarily because of some entity invading their country, their land. It's often because they chose to follow Jesus. And the suffering, the trouble that they see makes my troubles appear rather light. Paul described the troubles that he was going through, and you read his descriptions of all that he endured. And I look at that and I think, how can any person endure all of that? And it appears to be great in its scope and in its harshness. And then you read Paul's description that his light and momentary troubles are nothing compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ. You talk about recognizing and understanding what Peter's writing about, that after we have suffered for a while, that God Himself will restore us. To be firm, steadfast, to walk in faith and in faithfulness. We don't like, I don't like pain, I don't like suffering. My pain level reaches a certain amount and I tend to pass out. That's a way, I guess, to, in my mind, to avoid it altogether. Until I come to. But in dealing with some tendon issues in my elbow, my doctor said, you know, I could shoot some cortisone in there and make it feel better, but he said, I don't like to do that. Because if it feels better, you won't let it heal. You'll continue doing whatever it is that caused the original injury, that caused the pain. You just won't feel it. And you'll end up doing more damage. And so the pain kind of becomes the guardrails as to what it can do and what it can't do. And sometimes I think God uses suffering like that in our life to be those guardrails that keep us from plunging over a cliff. Because it ought to remind us to look to God, to wait, to trust, to pray, to know His love in the midst of suffering. One of the things that suffering of any kind on a large scale level often does is it brings people to a point of crying out to God. Whatever the calamity has been, all the way from 9/11 is probably my earliest recollections of this happening on a large scale basis, to the current crisis and war in Ukraine. When we don't know what to do, we tend to cry out to God. And frankly, that's not a bad thing. And when our suffering brings us to a point of crying out to God for His help, for His mercy, for His protection, we not only find ourselves seeking God's face, but we find ourselves proclaiming His name. And there will be those that mock it. But it will also be those in which it takes root. And so for all the postings throughout the day yesterday of calling on people to pray for Ukraine, I think that's good. It's not that we should not have been praying for them earlier. It's not that we should not continue to pray for them should the war miraculously end today. But in the midst of suffering, we call out to God. We pray, we lift up those in trouble, and we find that God is preparing us, but we find that He is willing and wanting to restore us. In His time, we talked about that at the beginning of this, of being restored in due time, that after we have suffered a while, He Himself will restore us. Whatever suffering you're dealing with today, I in no way want to diminish its effect on you, its reality. But I do want you to know that God has not forsaken you. He has not abandoned you. That He Himself will restore you when you call out to Him, when you seek Him. And in due time, while I don't do a Saturday broadcast, the final day in this week's prayer focus is about being restored as you worship. That final verse in this section talks about to God be all power and glory forever. You see, when we live as those restored by God, as those in the process of restoration by God, it ought to lead us to worship, to proclaim His name, and to lift Him up. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Even in the midst of the difficulties of this life, of the troubles that we face, of the suffering that goes on in our own life and around us and around the world, You are not absent. you use the things that we don't like. And oftentimes you use them to strengthen us, to build our character, to draw us closer to you, to bring us to a point of crying out as we ought to have been doing. And so, Father, as we live today and whatever suffering we're experiencing right now, it's so easy to look at the suffering of others and minimize what we're going through. To think that no one would notice, no one would care, it seems so small, and yet it's so good to know that you care, that you notice, that our suffering and our troubles, regardless of the size or the scope, do not go unnoticed by you. And in due time, after we have suffered, you will restore us. We will be firm and steadfast. We will walk in faithfulness. God, I pray that as we hear of others suffering, whether it's large-scale things like war and the conflict that it brings, whether it's persecution for those that follow Jesus in countries and places where those in the majority don't like it, or if it's the suffering that we experience through health crisis and injuries and snow and weather issues, may we use all of those things that we are aware of as reminders to pray for one another, reminders to seek your face, reminders to encourage and build up, reminders that you are still in our midst, reminders of the restoration that is currently in process and the promise of being restored after we suffer to a place that's even better, a place of faithfulness, a place where we can stand firm and steadfast. Father, I do pray for those in Ukraine that are in the midst of turmoil. I pray for those in Russia that are also in the midst of turmoil. Many times the wars within this world that we live in are conducted by leaders of nations and groups that don't always act according to the will of the people they claim to lead. So, Father, may you continue to allow your light to shine in Ukraine, that you would strengthen your children there. You would protect them, that you would help their voice to remain clear, to remain focused on Jesus as the answer. Father, for those all over the world that suffer because they follow Jesus, who endure extreme persecution, who face death, I pray that your promise of being restored after suffering would never leave their mind, that their faithfulness is steadfast, and not because they're so much better or stronger, but because your Spirit dwells within them. But Father, for every one of us in the struggles and sufferings that we endure, however big or small they are compared to anything else, may we know that you notice it, and that you desire for us to be restored after suffering, for us to know the strength that comes from you're walking with us through the valley of the shadow of death.
Father, as we live, whether it's in the midst of suffering, whether we've been restored after suffering, or some combination of all of it, may we recognize that Jesus is the heart of why and how we can be restored. And may we lift Him up in everything that we say and everything that we do, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen.
This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.